Snowmobiling is a popular sport on New Hampshire's Lake Pontenippo. Riders like the wide open spaces, so it isn't unusual to see them set up makeshift roads and racetracks zooming around the ice. Snowmobile enthusiast Krista Joy says it's all good fun, but you have to use caution.
I think a lot of people jump on a snowmobile don't realize how dangerous it can be.
This winter, the lakes have been especially dangerous. Up north on Lake Winnipesaukee, three snowmobilers broke through the ice and died on a single weekend. One was a 15-year-old boy. Other incidents have been concentrated in New York State. Nearly a dozen snowmobilers and anglers died on the lakes. Among them were Edward and Stephen Sattler. The brothers lived just outside of Buffalo. They were leading a family snowmobiling trip up at a cabin in the Adirondacks.
We were all going up roughly a week after they went up, was the plan.
That's Ryan Sattler, Edward's 28-year-old son. At a coffee shop, he recalled how those plans changed suddenly. Just a few weeks after their deaths, a look of shock still glazed his eyes. When the Sattler brothers went missing, Ryan and his family rushed up to the cabin near Racket Pond. There were search crews, state officials, helicopters, airboats, teams of divers. And while all this was going on, the family waited.
The waiting part was horrible, to be honest. I think at some point, I just want to go do something.
And when the waiting was over,
so they told us they found debris in the water. They wouldn't really give us any specifics as to what the debris was, and the helicopter landed. Which, logically, we were thinking, well, if the helicopter landed, then they must have some degree of certainty.
The family still has no idea how the two ended up in the water. They suspect the brothers were disoriented by Adirondack snow squalls. The Sattlers had over 40 years of snowmobiling experience. It's part of their legacy. Ryan says his family has discussed whether they should continue snowmobiling.
It's something that we all enjoy doing together very much. And I don't think they'd want us to stop snowmobiling.
Chris Fallon is from New York's Parks Department Snowmobile Unit. He says the increase in deaths this winter is partly
attributable to it has not been a real cold winter, and a lot of times the ice has not been safe.
And sometimes speed is to blame.
It's just the speed that operators are going on those bodies of water, and you don't know what's underneath the snow. So there have been hazardous objects that they've hit.
Mark Tremblay is another snowmobile enthusiast from New Hampshire. He has some safety advice for snowmobiling on the lakes.
If you're near any kind of questionable ice, or you haven't talked to an ice fisherman to find out if the ice is more than 6 inches thick, you don't go. Just don't go.
Experts also say adjust your speed to weather conditions. Use visual clues such as color and snow cover to help determine the thickness of the ice. Also, stay on the trails. Ask other anglers and law enforcement about that day's ice cover. And absolutely no drinking and riding. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.